Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alrighty, welcome to the Barca Bloodgrounders podcast. My name is Josh. Hope everyone had a good week. Today is going to be a bit different from what we've been doing in recent weeks. This is going to be a solo pod. We had some kind of last minute adjustments with a guest and we weren't really able to make it work. So we are going to just have a quick solo podcast before the Madrid match this weekend. I'm recording this right after the Barcelona win over Dynamo Kiev, which... Listen, in my notes with our guest, we were going to, you know, do a preview of the Madrid match or for El Clasico this weekend. And I said both teams were coming off dominating Champions League performances and that Barcelona winning 1-0 was their version of a dominating performance. I think like Renato said in the headline for the recap, an awful performance, but a crucial victory. There's not a lot that I would take away from this in terms of being confident. Real Madrid are on fire right now, and they're in unbelievable form. I think all you had to do was watch the highlights from the match yesterday where they won 5-0 over Shakhtar. And if you go on over, if you head on over to managingmadrid.com, a wonderful Real Madrid blog run by some great folks, Matt Wiltsy wrote the player recap, but the player ratings. I'm just going to go through his ratings from the match. Courtois 8, Vasquez 7.5, Militao 8, Alba 8, Mendy 8.5, Casemiro 8, Modric 8, Cruz 8, Rodrigo 8, Vinicius Jr. 9, Benzema 8, and then the subs were a mix of 6 and 7. Didn't really a ton going on. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and act like this is the most important match in the world over the weekend. Barcelona right now, despite sitting in seventh place in La Liga, are only 2 points back of both Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid. So they're 5 points off the top of Real Sociedad, but they have a match in hand. So do Real Madrid and Atletico. They're only 2 points off those teams. I'm not going to act like if they lose it, they're out of contention for top three in La Liga. I don't think anyone would say that's the case. It does look like Pedri and Dembele are both going to miss the El Clasico match, which is unfortunate. Although I don't necessarily know if it, you know, Pedri obviously moves the needle. The problem is the attack for Real Madrid right now is so on form. And Vinicius and Benzema are running things. The goals that Junior scored, I'm just going to call him Junior because I feel like honestly I'm saying Vinicius wrong for some reason. The goals he scored were unbelievable. The run and chip for the first goal and then the skill on the second goal honestly, just left me a little sad, especially on the back of this week. I wrote Gerard Piqué's quotes. I wrote up Gerard Piqué's quotes for BarcelonaBlogGranas.com about how Barcelona basically had Vinicius in the bag, and then Real Madrid came in at the last second and offered him, quote, double. And so just the fact that I now have to watch him in every El Clasico on the Madrid side is quite unfortunate. I think Real Madrid are better at every facet of their team right now: the attack, the midfield, the defense, the goalkeeper. There's not a facet of their game that I think Barcelona are better at. That being said, Barcelona are at home. Crazier things have happened in El Clasicos. I'm not all that confident about getting a result, but it's there's not like a great way to paint this. It's not going to be a lot of fun, especially if it goes kind of how we're expected to go. I think what I want to see out of Barcelona, right, is just heart, effort, not getting incredibly frustrated, and some sort of, you know, improvement and cohesiveness that you wouldn't expect. There, a better cohesiveness than we saw against Bayern, because I think Real are probably the best team they've played since Bayern. Atletico's form, even though Atletico won 2-0 in that match, Atletico's form I don't think is at or was at when they played them what Real Madrid's form is at right now. And it's going to be, it's going to be interesting. In some good news, the Pedri contract done, the Fati contract is reportedly till 2027, and that is expected to be announced maybe this week or next week. I can't really remember. They have an agreement in principle, 5 more years. I can only imagine what the buyout clause is going to be. It's just great news, obviously. Barcelona's vice president, Rafa, confirmed that the club is set to announce Ansu Fati's contract extension. He says, quote, "It's great news for Barcelona and for our fans." That's awesome. Was anyone super excited about Sergio Aguero? I don't know if that's, if we want to talk about Sergio at all. Don't really. He's there. He came on and made his debut this week. So cool, I guess. I have nothing to say about him right now. We've talked a lot about Aguero in the past. There's some upside and some downside. That's all I got on Aguero. I don't have like a ton of opinion on him right now. It's too early to tell anything. The Valencia win over the weekend was awesome. Coutinho scoring a goal, like, you know, we'll always take that. 5 shots on target, we'll take that. Fati, Depay, like those guys both getting goals. And I think the fact that Barcelona went down so early, I wasn't watching the game live, but my gosh, when I got the notification that they were down 1-0 within 10 minutes, I was just like, the insane, I don't know, I guess like the worst went to my mind. And then I looked back later, and of course Barcelona came back and had a really solid performance. I don't really, there are some things to take away, right? I think the early conceding is obviously like the most concerning thing. Fati and Dest were brilliant. The attacking, like the way that they can stretch the field when those players are in form is incredible. And then the way that the field kind of collapses when like Sergio Busquets has the ball at his feet is just like the worst. All of that to say, the way that they're going to match up with Real Madrid this weekend sucks. It just does. I don't know any other way to paint it. Madrid's form is ridiculous right now. Barcelona's form is okay. It's not the best time to be playing this team. Mendy looked great coming back. I have no idea like what to expect from this game other than a loss, which stinks. It's going to be a packed El Clasico, the Camp Nou, and that's kind of all I got today. Going to keep it short, going to keep it sweet. Listen, even though the match this weekend is probably not going to go Barcelona's way, I personally am going to try and enjoy the youth. I'm going to try and take something away from seeing Fati and maybe Dest play against this team. I'm going to watch De Jong match up against De Jong match up against one of the best midfields in the world, and I'm going to enjoy that. I'm going to try to take parts of this match and savor it, even though it probably isn't going to go all that well. So that's all I got. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, be sure to do so. We will be back next week with either Matt Wiltsy from Managing Madrid to recap the match or our old pal Emil. Not really sure yet. But either way, we will be back and I will talk to you then. Thanks.